Well, on today's Ag Show, we're talking to Greg Schmidt. He is the chairperson of the Alberta Cattle Feeders Association. I guess the first question we got for you here today, Greg, is the Alberta Cattle Feeders Association. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what sort of all you guys sort of do in the industry here?
Well, we're a member-driven organization, so representing feedlots in the province of Alberta. And so we try to highlight issues and work on feedlots' behalf as far as government relations and industry initiatives, and so that's our main goal. And of course, through COVID, we've been very busy advocating on behalf of feedlots.
And of course, the COVID pandemic was about almost a year or so ago now is when things really sort of started around here with things never getting closed all over the place and whatnot. What kind of an impact did the pandemic have on sort of the feedlot industry?
It's had a very large impact on us, and it continues to have to this day. You know, we've seen plant closure and slowdowns starting in June or last year. We backed up a lot of finished cattle in the industry that weren't getting processed on time, and that's the thing with our industry is it's a pretty time sensitive product that we have. We need to be on the markets regularly, and if you're not, they cost you a lot of money to keep back and stuff. So we were a pretty major driver we pushed the government on a feed set aside program. So what it actually did was the government paid some money to offset some feed costs for feedlots to hold cattle back for 63 days. So that meant market-ready cattle would only qualify for the program, and you had to hold them for 63 more days. And what we were trying to do was just spread out that large, we're a very large amount of cattle that were backed up, and we were just trying to spread that out. And the program worked well. It did take the pressure off and kind of hold the markets. They were held at a low level, but they were held fairly steady at a low level. At least we think we took a bigger bottom out of that market by using that program.
As we go into kind of sort of the next year ahead, as we hopefully try to get out of the pandemic, what are some of the priorities for the Cattle Feeders Association going forward here?
Well, I think our biggest priority is to get our industry poised for a turnaround, right? We think that there's good times coming, and I think one of the main positives that came out of this, the pandemic, is the strong demand for beef. And we've seen that carry through right from the start till now. And so, I mean, that gives us optimism in our industry that people are demanding the beef and the processors are having, a good time moving that product out of their plant. So I think that's a positive that's come out of this, is how well the demand for beef has held up. And, as far as government advocacy, we've been pushing hard on risk management programs for farmers. The big one is ag stability, and just some of the changes the federal government has introduced, or we're just trying to push maybe some of these western provinces to buy into the program right now, just get a little bit more money into the hands of producers. And it's been a pretty tough year or two on feedlots. We've seen a pretty major equity drain out of our industry, so we need a little bit of support to carry us through here, and hopefully we can be a major driver in the economic recovery once we start.